On the phone, another community builder. We have Elena Tugwell. She is the creator of the Karaoke Challenge Facebook page for Strathroy and area, which has just skyrocketed. Elena, first of all, when did this page start and why did you start it?
Well, I think it was March 17th, I think is when it was. It was like the very first week of isolation there. It was like the Thursday or whenever it was. So maybe it was the 19th. why we started it? Well, a friend of mine, Sarah Gonzalez, she posted a video of herself singing karaoke. She challenged her friend, Nicole Miller, to do the same. And so there was a bunch of us posting silly and creative videos back and forth. We had costumes and the whole works. So it was really hard to keep track of all of them because we were posting to our Facebook pages and back and forth. So I thought, let's just throw them all in a group. So that's when this Strathroy Virtual Karaoke Challenge Facebook started. We added some more friends, and it has skyrocketed since then.
How many members would you say you have right now?
So fast forward to a month later, and we have over 4,000 members.
That's fantastic, and it is a way of giving back to the community, especially during times like this. So why do you believe, in general, it's important to give back to the community?
Well, I've lived in Strathroy most of my life. I was born and raised here, so I think it's important to give back because I've seen firsthand how much this community has grown over the years. And it's a much happier place to live in when people are thinking about others and are able to do things for others without needing something in return. And you see that a lot, the amount of Facebook groups have been created in light of this pandemic, just people just wanting to help.
What is your favorite part about the living and working in Strathroy?
I think what I like most about this is the people of town are always willing to help others. And like I said, I've seen this even more through this COVID-19 pandemic. Even though there was like a huge panic to buy items, and there still is, you still see people willing to help those who are unable to do so for themselves. Like I see people who are willing to get groceries for other people, or posting when specific stores have things like, you know, the toilet paper and hand sanitizer in stock. There is even one community member who created Facebook groups specifically for those items that people are having trouble finding. And it's not a buy-sell. It's you post, this is what you have for free, and people are trading, like, you know, I need bleach, but I have sanitizer. So they're posting back and forth, and it's not about hoarding or whatever. It's just trying to make sure that everybody has what they need at this time.
What has been one of the biggest challenges that you've had to face?
Well, I think I'll do it in light of this pandemic. One of the biggest challenges is not being able to physically see friends and family. But even still, it's brought us close together in a way. Like, life has completely slowed down drastically. And although I miss the crazy schedule, you know, of my kids being in hockey and soccer and dance, it's also a time to appreciate the quality with my time with my kids. And I've even been able to stay connected with my friends and family through video chats. Friends of mine were committed to have a girls' night each week through video chat just to feel some sort of normalcy and stay connected with each other. So it's kind of been a curse and a blessing all at the same time.
All right, last question. Elena, what accomplishment are you most proud of?
I would have to say, in light of the pandemic, the Strathroy Virtual Karaoke Challenge Facebook group. Like I said, we've got over 4,000 members. And it's just amazing the amount of messages and posts I've received on how many people are enjoying this group. Every video has nothing but positive feedback. People who never would have thought to do karaoke are stepping out of their comfort zone and posting videos. We have one mother who's in the hospital right now taking care of her sick child. He's in there for a month, and this is her way of staying connected. She's been posting videos, and it's been great.